Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 10th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Devarim, Rabban Gamliel Machmir, Kedivur Beis Shammai. There were three areas in which Rabban Gamliel, he paskened the halacha like Beis Shammai, to be more strict, which is interesting, and not like Beis Hillel, although Rabban Gamliel was actually a descendant of Hillel HaZaken. What are the three? Number one, Ein Tomnin Es Lachamin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. One cannot cover hot foods on Yom Tov to prepare that for the Shabbos. They used to insulate the food by covering it up and preparing that for the Shabbos. Now, what does that mean exactly? Normally, we make an Erev Tavshilin to allow us to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Beis Shammai hold that even if you've made an Erev Tavshilin and you've used bread and you've used something cooked food and you've taken a baked food, that will only allow you to cook and bake, but it won't really allow you to do other malachas such as tomnin, such as this covering or insulating food, hot food for on Yom Tov for Shabbos. To do that, you would have to do a covering and insulation of food on Erev Yom Tov, as well as the cooking and the baking, as well as the Erev Tavshilin. Basically, Beis Shammai say, do you want to prepare the food on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Then you have to do the Erev Tavshilin in the same manner. You want to do Hatmona on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So you have to do Hatmona and Erev Yom Tov. Hatmona means covering and insulating the food. However, Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel held that once you've put Erev Tavshilin, you've started off with your baked food and a cooked food, an Erev Yom Tov, and you've said, this is going to allow me to cook and bake, etc., that will allow you to do all types of food preparation, whether it's cooking or baking or Hatmona as well. Hatmona mean the covering and insulating food. Rabban Gamliel paskened against Beis Hillel in this. He paskened like Rabban Gamliel to be Machmer. Second halacha in which he was Machmer like Beis Shammai. Ve'ein zoikvin es hamnor b'yomtov. One cannot assemble, put together a menorah that the pieces fell apart on Yom Tov. We're talking here about a menorah that you can stack together by putting the pieces together, and Beis Shammai was of the opinion that you cannot put them together on Yom Tov because it looks like boina, it looks like you're building. Beis Hillel of the opinion you can, because there's no such thing as binyan bekelim. The concept of building will not occur to kelim. Kelim means articles, kelim, containers. Rabban Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai, however, and he said, therefore, one cannot. Third halacha that he pasken like Beis Shammai. Ve'ein oifin pitin gritzin. One cannot bake on Yom Tov pitin gritzin, which means thick loaves, elorikikin, but only wafer-like loaves. Beis Shammai was like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai held that you cannot bake a large quantity of bread on Yom Tov because it's extra tircha, extra bother. Yes, you can bake and cook, but not large quantities. Beis Hillel held, however, that you can bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. They're of the opinion that if you put the more bread that there is in the oven, the better the food will come out for each of the loaves that you're baking there. And Rabban Gamliel paskened lechumra like Beis Shammai, and said you can't do that. You can only bake minimum amounts and also thinner wafers of bread. Amar Rabban Gamliel, mi mein shel Beis Abba lahoye ofin pidin gritzin elo kikin. And ever since I remember in my father's house, Rabban Gamliel was the son of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Hazaken. And he remembers that in his father's house, he says, they never baked coarse loaves. They only baked the wafer-like or thin breads. And therefore, he's bring that a proof to his opinion. The Chacham said back to him, what can we do to your father's house? That on the one hand, yes, they were strict for themselves. They didn't want to bake large, thick loaves. But for everybody else, they paskin that you can bake thick loaves of bread. And you can bake choyri. Choyri is thick cakes on top of coals. was quite a bit of work involved. And therefore, that is the halacha. You can do it. You can make thick loaves and bake thick loaves on Yom Tov. The halacha in all these three cases is like Beis Hillel, not like Rav and Gamliel. Mishnah Zayin. Here we're going to learn about three halachas. Rav and Gamliel was actually lenient. And again, the halacha was not like him in all three. Afhu Rav Gamliel, again, Amar Shlesha Dvarim, he said three halachas, not like the Chachamim, but Lahakel, and this was to be lenient. Number one, Mechabdin Bein Hamitois. Rav Gamliel held one can sweep between the couches. They used to eat on couches in those days. And Rav Gamliel holds that you're allowed to sweep the crumbs that have fallen between the couches on Yom Tov. The Chachamim say you cannot sweep it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov because if you sweep it, you might be filling the holes, mashvagumois, which is a form of boina, form of building on Yom Tov or Shabbos, and you cannot do that. Rav Gamliel says, however, he held that that you cannot broom a whole house because of that reason. But just between the couches where people are eating to clean up the mess or to clean up the crumbs there, that's a small area, and they used to broom there anyway during the week so that the dust shouldn't get up in the air for the guests that are eating. So therefore, there probably aren't any holes. And therefore, Rav Gamliel felt that you're allowed to broom there for the covid of the Sud of Yom Tov. The Chacham forbade doing it, sweeping between the couches, because people might come to then sweep the whole house. And again, Rav Gamliel paskened against them, lahakel, to be lenient. Second halacha, he paskened leniently. Umanichin es hamugmar b'yom tov. You can put down the incense on Yom Tov, on top of the hot coals, to get a beautiful aroma running through the house. They used to take a lavona type of spice, put it on the coals, and the smoke would rise gently through the house. That was called the mugmar. That smoke would be called the mugmar. Rav Gamliel says you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov as well because people do enjoy it. It's called hanas haguf. And people get enjoyment out of it, the nice aroma. Therefore, that's like tzorech ochel nefesh. It's like you can cook and bake, so you can do that as well. The Chachamim, however, disagreed. They said you cannot put down the incense on Yom Tov because it's not shover l'chol nefesh, not something that everybody would be using. People in those days used, mainly the rich people used it in the high poloi, or the hoi poloi, or certain cases where there was a bad smell about a person, then they would put the mugmar. But generally speaking, it was not for all and sundry, and therefore the Chacham held that's not really Oichel Nefesh. It's not Shovel Chol Nefesh. It's not something that most people would use. The third thing that Rav Gamliel held that one can do is V'oisin Gedim Mekulos B'Leil Psochim. One can prepare a full goat that is on the night of Psochim. One can prepare a fully roasted goat on the night of the Korban Pesach. When we say fully roasted, Mekulos means that it's got its head with its knees, with its internals, and the stomach and the intestines are hanging out on the outside of it. In the same way that they would roast the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Now, the Rav Gamliel held that you can do this even after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, even nowadays, as a zecher for the Korban Pesach. You can do that on the Seder night. The Chacham said, no, you can't. Why? Because according to the Chacham, this would be a problem of, it looks like you're eating kotshim b'chutz. Chas v'sholom, you're not allowed to eat holy any karbonis or anyone who's sanctified any animal. You can't eat that outside the Beis HaMikdash area. And we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Chacham said that if you prepare the goat, because a Pesach could be a Pesach lamb or a goat. But if you prepare the Pesach animal in that way and you have it fully roasted, then it looks like you're eating kotshim mechutz. So we don't have any roast meat on the night of the Seder. And again, Rav Gamliel disagreed. Rav Gamliel was lenient with this matter. And in all three halachas we mentioned in this Mishnah, the halachas like the Chachamim, not like Rav Gamliel, and therefore one cannot sweep between the couches on Yom Tov, one cannot put down this incense to burn on Yom Tov, and one cannot have a fully roasted or have a roasted animal on the Seder night, on Pesach night.